What matters is faith that produces love, and now it is impossible to please God without faith, since we must believe that He exists. If He exists and He is love, then my faith in Him will produce love. That love is willing to suffer without retaliation. See how you can begin to tie that thing and milk it at every angle? You can approach it from any angle and understand it. And you'll be able to share it with people. But you'll never be able to share this, get up and expound on it, till you begin to speak it out of your mouth. Now it's impossible to please God without faith. Let me hear you say that. Now, it says now it is impossible. When is now?
Now.
Can't be any other time than right now, is it?
This second.
You can't get out of it, can you? It's a reality now, and that's exactly when you can operate in this. You can't operate in it yesterday or tomorrow. You operate it in the now. Now, right now, in this precious, privileged moment of time, it is impossible to please God without faith. My faith comes from hearing, hearing comes from the Word, and that Word will produce in me the love of Almighty God, which is willing to suffer without retaliating. That's what it is. That's the agape. Since we must believe that He exists and He rewards those that diligently search after Him. How do we search after Him? By faith. What does that faith produce? Love. What kind of love are we talking about? Love that produces the agape. Agape, to suffer without retaliating. Love your enemy. Do good to those that hate you. Bless those that curse you. Pray for those that mistreat you. That's God. That's faith in God. To have faith in God is to live His commandments, and it's that simple. Now, I know this is a running... See, this right now, you get lost in it, don't you? Your mind can't keep up with it. But I'll tell you what, you start speaking it, and it'll start... In 13 years from now, you'll be able to... You can push a button, it'll fly. Might not take 13 years. I'm pretty stupid. But I'm going to tell you, I've worked at this, folks, every day for 13 years. Every day as hard as I could work. Folks, I have labored in this, worked on this. And just about the time I figure I got it all figured out, God will whip me with another revelation. I'll just go nuts. What I'm giving you today, in this hour, what I'm giving you is something that I've learned over 13 years. It's wonderful. It's just exciting. Now it is impossible to please God without faith, since we must believe that He exists and He rewards those that diligently try to find Him. Only faith cometh by hearing, and hearing comes from the Word. And what matters is faith that produces love, that manifests its power through love. The Word of God. Here's another scripture, Romans 1:16. The Word of God, which is the power of God. What does the Word produce? That's it. Come on, saints. Love. Word produces what?
Love.
Can't produce anything else. So it is the Word of God, which is the power. The power of God is love. Isn't it love? That's the power. Suffer without retaliating. You see how it all works? When you understand, you can start tying it together. So what matters is the faith that produces love. The Word of God, which is the power of God for salvation to them that have faith. It will require faith in God. Faith in God produces love. That love guarantees you your salvation. When you're willing to suffer without retaliating, you're on your way to heaven. That's what a poor spirit is. Blessed are the poor in spirit. See, the Beatitudes all of a sudden come alive. Blessed are the poor in spirit. A poor spirit doesn't fight back. It'll suffer. For theirs is the kingdom of God. Folks, I can tell you there's great wisdom in this. And I, you know, if I had to sit here and tell you how God gave it to me, All I can tell you is just out of persevering and having a desire to know God. That's all the way I can. I can't tell you any other way. And I'll tell you that I had to go and still will have to go through great trials to endure it and to learn more. But I thank God I don't have to go back through the 13 years that I've already been through. So we're talking about faith. Faith that produces love. For that's what God is. God is a God of love, and anyone that lives in love lives in God, and God lives in him. The very thing that the world looks at and hates is the very thing that God uses for power. The world looks at a man that will suffer without retaliating, and they call him a wimp. God said the first will be last, and the last will be first. The wimp will be first. A man that's arrogant and full of pride and resists and angry and hates and kills, he's last. It takes a real man to love. True man, a real he-man, is a man that loves. Not a man that destroys. Not a man that curses. Not a man that builds muscles. Not a man with intellect. All that stuff is temporary. A real he-man is a man that understands. Suffer without retaliation. That's what a real man is. True man and true God. A true man is a man that loves. It's not physical, spiritual. It affects the physical, but your physical is temporary. God is the God of both kingdoms, the temporary world and the permanent world. What matters is faith that produces agape love. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing comes from the Word. Now it is impossible to please God without faith, since we must believe that he exists and he rewards those that diligently try to find him. Now I'm going to take you down to a scripture, verse 8, in Hebrews 11, 8, and I'm going to show you what this faith will produce. It says, it was by faith, Hebrews 11, 8. It was by faith that Abraham obeyed the call and set out for a country that was given to him and all of his inheritance. This is a big scripture. Well, it's one of my revelation points. He set out for a nation, a country, that had been given to him. And it says here in my Bible that he set out without knowing where he was going. It says he set out by faith. What do we know about faith? Faith produces. We know that, don't we? That's what we know about faith. So Abraham, because he had a great love for God, he set out for a country. He was obedient to God. He was obedient to the Word. And he said, God said that all of his inheritance, everyone that would come after Abraham would receive this inheritance. Now we can say the same thing about Charlie Osborne. It was by faith that Charlie Osborne set out for a new land by faith. He set out. That was given to him and all of his descendants. And Charlie Osborne set out without knowing where he was going. Because I'll tell you, sister, you just don't know where heaven is. And the journey that we're on is a journey that we do not know the conclusion, or what God said is not entered into our minds. Have we ever seen or heard what He's prepared for? So there's none of, don't even try to come up here and tell me what heaven's like. I don't care what kind of vision you've had. I don't care what kind of inspiration you've had. It ain't, you can't even come close. Just can't. Now, I've set out on that journey through faith. Faith manifests as power felt through what? So I know Hebrews 11:1. Only faith can guarantee me the blessing that I hope for. Listen to this close, folks. This is all going to tie together for you. Only faith can guarantee me the blessing that I hope for. Faith manifests its power felt in what?
Love.
Say it again.
Love.
So if I've got faith in God, it says that only this faith can produce me the blessing that I hope for. Heaven is a blessing. And it also says, or proves the existence of the reality that present remains unseen. I've never seen heaven, but I've got faith in God, faith that manifests its power felt through love. Love is willing to suffer without retaliating. I can be absolutely guaranteed, assured, that if I will operate in that spirit, that I am on my way to heaven. I am on my way to receive an inheritance. I don't know where it's at, and I'm going to take as many people with me as I possibly can. Don't know where it's at, but I'm warning you all, I'm challenging you all to enter into this love, because, folks, our flesh is temporary and it's dying, and you already know that you can't satisfy your flesh. You already realize that. I don't care what you put in it. I don't care how much you put in it. I don't care how many times you put it in it. It won't be satisfied. It has an insatiable appetite. It will consume and consume and consume, and eventually destruct out of its consumption. You cannot fill it up. So it's doomed to death. It's committed to Hades. It'll be chained and bound and thrown into the abyss. And it's the very war that we war against, is this, what you're looking at. The ruler of this earth is who? Satan. This is the earth that God's talking about. But because of our faith in God, the little sacrifice, the little bloody lamb, that wonderful example of God's love on the cross, we overcome this flesh. I've overcome the world. I've overcome sin and death. I'm on my way to heaven. Not by anything that I've done, but by what God has done for me. So what God has done for me, then the love that I operate in, the commandments of God, is I love my enemy, because God loves His enemy. I was an enemy of God. Once I was no people, but now I'm restored to God's people. Once I was a heathen, an animal. This flesh was in total control. I had no control over it. I was irresistibly drawn to dumb idols. I could not resist. I had no power. But then I gave my life to Jesus, and the Holy Spirit came, and I received the power. I received the wisdom, and I received the knowledge to begin to operate. That operation that the flesh hates is to suffer. without retaliation. Your flesh hates it. And God said that our flesh prefers darkness. People prefer darkness over the light. And that's what he's meaning. My flesh hates to suffer without striking back. If it can strike back and get even, be all right. Justice is mine. And it kills you. So I have entered into a journey. I have entered a journey into a place that I know not where. And I can be absolutely assured today in this moment that I'm on my way. Folks, that's what puts peace in my heart. And when you got that peace in your heart, you don't burn out. You can't burn peace up. You just can't. Can't burn it up. I don't care what the situation is. You can't burn up peace. And when you understand this, you've entered into that peace and into that joy. You've entered into that excitement and that enthusiasm that motivates. Isn't this good? Y'all see how simple the thing is? I'll tell all of you that it... For me to understand all of this, it took me 9 years. From the first time I desired to understand faith, I heard Kenneth Copeland preach faith in God. Have faith in God. I heard people preach Cadillac faith. If you've got faith in God, you can drive a Cadillac. The reason that you ain't driving a Cadillac is because you don't have no faith in God. If you've got... If you're driving a Chevrolet because that's all the faith you've got, you're driving Chevrolet because your faith is not Cadillac faith. In other words, the more faith I got, the more I can have. Folks, that is not where it's at. And I walked in that for a long time. I walked in that era. But see, God knew I was looking for the truth. And I don't even know how I was looking for the truth. I just wanted God. And I'll never forget the day in New Orleans and Father LaFrance's Jesus the Lord, his center. I was just got through speaking and I went up and laid down on my bed and that scripture just went crazy in my head. What matters is faith that produces love. Doesn't produce Cadillacs. It produces a suffering servant. It doesn't produce airplanes. It doesn't produce the things of this world. It produces love in God. And when you begin to love, God said, then you can ask for anything and He'll give it to you. That's when it comes. It doesn't come because you have faith in God. It comes because the manifestation of God's love has been dropped into your heart. And the only thing then that you'll desire is those things that you can use to build the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's go back over that. That's, folks, you can spend the rest of your life right here. This, because this is the basis of everything that I've learned. I've just given you the basis of everything that I learned. I started out 13 years ago. I said, Lord God, I want to know you. I want to know what faith is. And I realized right away, one of the first things I realized was that I would never understand faith with all that I had. I would never understand faith. And so I immediately began to give away everything I owned away. I just said, bless God, I'll put myself in a position where I'll have to learn faith. And I did. And I was a wealthy dude. I had it running out of everywhere. And it took me 5 years. I didn't realize I had so much junk till I started giving it away. And when I got down to nothing, folks, I'll tell you, I was a sad, broken, I was the most miserablest creep you've ever seen in your life. I was just horrified. I thought, oh my God, what have I done? And not only that, everybody around me was saying, what have you done? You big turkey, you have just wasted a good restaurant. You have just blown away a good office complex. You have just destroyed a beautiful ministry. You, Charlie, everything you touches is turning to crap. Why don't you do something right? And I said, I want to know what faith is. And do you know to this day this town will not talk to me? They will not. You don't see one person from Pensacola here. You do not see one person from my own parish here listening to me preach. They won't come. This town treats me like I'm dead, just like I don't even exist. I mean the whole town. They see me, they go. I ruined a perfectly good business that everybody knew about. They all gathered at my place to eat. I had the restaurant in Warrington, Florida. The county commissioners came, the lawyers, the executives. Buff Power had an open account at our restaurant where all their people came and ate and just signed a ticket. And we'd send them a bill at the end of the month, and they came in and eat off, high off the hog. I love to see Buff Power come. And then you could pad the ticket a little bit. You know how you do that, don't you, bro?
Yeah.
Now, we know how to do that, don't you? Don't we? But see, I knew in that, at least my thoughts were, the first thoughts were, I want to know God more than I want this. I want to know God more than I fish. I want to know God more than I golf. I want to know God more than I make money. I want to know God more than my business. I want to know God more than my wife. I want to know God more than anything else. And so I told my wife, I said, I'm dumping it. She said, okay. I'm with you. And we worked, 5 years it took us to dump. I mean, right down to where we had nothing. And I said, okay, God, now you can teach me faith. And it was 2 years after that I had gotten through all these faith experiences that I learned faith manifest as power felt through love. I thought, oh, jeez. I like to win nuts. And I discovered later that love is agape, willing to suffer without retaliating. Now, the thing that I discovered before willing to suffer without retaliating, hello, Bob, come on in, buddy. The thing that I learned before that, I want y'all to meet Bob Hagen, my wonderful brother in Jesus. The thing that I learned about love before I learned the agape was that love was always patient. Love is kind. The love of God, His kindness toward me, His patience toward me, that must be demonstrated to others. If God is kind to you, then my responsibility, if I have a relationship with God, if I've got faith in God, then I've got to take this patience and this kindness and extend it to you, even if you're abusing me. I learned, folks, I went through I can't even tell you what I went through. Learning to be patient. And I still haven't got it down good yet. I'm still working on that. Still, and that's the thing that you work on. Once you understand that the love of God is His power, that the Word of God produces the love is the power that produces our salvation and requires faith to produce this love, then you'll understand that in love you'll be patient, and that's what I worked on for years, be patient and kind. Never to be offended. Don't be offended by anything. Don't be offended by what people say, how you're rejected. Don't be offended by it. Submit to it. To the very thing that you're that's upset at you, just say, praise God, brother, I just love you. It's very difficult. I learned that for years. And then I discovered from David Stewart that the agape love was suffering without retaliating. And I'd been doing it for years, and I said, oh, hallelujah. And then all of a sudden these scriptures begin to tie together. I just wanted to know. And folks, let me tell you something. When you deny yourself and pick up the cross, you won't do it without preaching this. You've got to be willing to preach. You have to be willing to preach. You got to be willing to preach what you know. Now, you'll preach what you know, and as what you know, as you advance, God will teach you more and will begin to tie it together so you can begin to tie it together. Don't think you're going to get enough of the knowledge in the very beginning to be totally and completely correct. Come on in, sisters. Good to see you. Welcome. We are just pouring it on. We're just about through with this first session. We're going to have lunch in about another 30 minutes. So, when I learned that faith produces love, I was already in it. It wasn't something that I had to work to get into. I was already there. Now, back to the when I gave all of this stuff away to find just to find God, to see if I could find Him. He revealed Himself. Now, folks, I have never, with all that I gave away, I never spent one day hungry unless I declared myself on a fast. I've never been without a place to sleep. And right now, we've got trucks, we've got airplanes, we've got a truck on the West Coast. We got all kinds of things that I used to work for. All of a sudden now, I'm working in God and in this message. These things are given to us for the purpose of using them that the body of Christ can be built. I spent most of my life looking for things, wanting to own things and control things, and I realized when I gave them up, it was the very thing in giving them up that God could bring them back to me, because I wouldn't hoard them, I'd pass them on. I learned to become a funnel for God. I learned that I live forever and there's no need to hang on to anything in this life, because this life is a temporary life, and it's only when I'm able to turn it loose that God can multiply and begin to feed. We feed thousands of people. I never used to feed this many people before. We've given away millions of dollars worth of teaching tapes. Hundreds and thousands of dollars worth of videotapes. And folks, we don't sell nothing. God taught me that freely I have received all of this from Him, and freely I should give it, and in that He's been able to teach me this. Our life belongs to God, and so then we have to imitate Him. And we imitate Him by living His Word, and that's the way you start. You love your enemy. That's the key to God. You do good to those that hate you. You bless those that curse you. You pray for those that mistreat you. Now, I know that most people, when I get into this, they'll say, well, you know, Charlie, if I do that, people will take advantage of me. You're absolutely correct. They just like they took advantage of Jesus. But God said, St. Paul said, that his suffering in this was nothing compared to the joy. This is where the peace is. And that's what makes this ministry so strong. This is one of the reasons the bishops have given us this school to train Catholic evangelists. So, just a quick recap. Faith in God must manifest its power through love. Galatians 5:6. Love is the product of faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes from the Word. So the Word, which requires faith to operate on, will produce love. Won't produce anything else. The agape love, willing to suffer without retaliating. Willing to serve without expecting anything in return. This is God's example to the world. Now it's impossible to please God without faith. Faith that comes from hearing. Hearing comes from the Word. The Word of God is the power of God for salvation of them that have faith. Faith produces love. Now it's impossible to please God without faith, since we must believe that He exists. If He exists, then we must have love, because that's what He is. So faith in the Word, if faith comes from the Word, that faith produces love. That love is willing to suffer without retaliating. Then that's what it is that pleases God. That's the sweet fragrance. You've heard people talk about a sweet fragrance under the nostril of God. It's people that are walking in love. It's not singing and doing this. You can be doing this and have hate in your heart toward people. It's a love, it's a compassion, it's a mercy, it's a joy, it's an excitement. That's the sweet fragrance unto God. It's having faith in Him, operating on His Word, that we become a fragrance. Abraham was justified by faith as he set out for a country that was given to him and the inheritance to all of his people that would come after him. And he set out without knowing where he was going. Now, I could read it to you like this. It was by faith that Charlie Osborne was given a nation, and he set out to this nation without knowing where he was going. Each one of us is on a journey.